Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Alan Ellis, and Robin's here, too. Good morning, Robin.
Morning.
You look like you're happy this morning.
I am not. I usually try to keep the... Maybe it's something you did with the cable over there, because it's really tight. I try to keep the cable on so I can tell anybody if anything happens, you know, in the background. It's muffled. Yeah. It's muted. We don't have any cable.
No cable?
Mm-mm, but it looks like you pulled the wires out.
Well... maybe during the first break we can check that out. Everybody, we just hope we're broadcasting out to everybody live this morning. And how's the app working there, Aaron? Morning, Aaron. Oh, that's good. Glad to hear that. So we'll see when we get our first caller how we're doing. We had a little technical difficulty last week, but we got that fixed. And so a lot of important things going on today. We will have a guest in the 6 o'clock hour. Our frequent guest during deer season is Brian Eiler. He's with the Maryland Department of Natural Resources, Wildlife, and Heritage Service. We'll have a lot to talk about, but in particular, this disease that is spreading throughout the Eastern Shore called epizootic hemorrhagic disease, or EHD. Some people call it blue tongue. Some people call it other stuff. But Brian will be here to talk about the current situation with EHD in Maryland, and I know a lot of the Eastern Shore deer hunters will be interested in that, because once the bow season started on September 9th, fellows were finding deer on their properties. Noticed in August that some of their big velvet bucks that they were patterning and watching and, you know, catching on trail cameras and at their feeders and whatnot were not showing up. And in scouting, they found out that some of these nice deer had, and a lot of deer had been affected fatally by EHD. So we continue to see those trail camera pictures. People continue to post them on their social media. Excuse me. And it's a pretty sad situation. Brian will give us some updates on that. If you look at the Facebook page for the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and I think I shared it on my personal page, you'll see a link there to Maryland DNR that'll give you some, that'll show you some symptoms of, and tell you more about the disease, what happens to deer when it contracts this disease. It's spread by a little biting midge, a little no-see-em. If you looked at a dime, and you see where it says United States of America, that little no-see-em will fit in the O. That's how little they are. And they breed by the gazillions, and that little bloodsucker is like a mosquito. And they bite deer, and they infect the deer with the virus. And then the effects are devastating to the animal after that.
I got a text from somebody this week saying that a friend of ours in town has had a deer that's been just kind of laying in the front yard.
Yeah. Could be. Could very well be. Yeah, they become very lethargic. They can't eat. They lose weight. Those that have it, you know, long term, it affects their mouths. It, you know, ulcerates their palate. It ulcerates their tongue. They can't eat. The fever's high. They go to water to try and, do something about the effects of the heat. They try to cool down. That's why a lot of them are found near creeks and ponds and in the river. And we've heard of, you know, deer floating in the chop tank and other rivers around the region, just being swept away by the current because they've tried to cool off in the rivers, and it doesn't happen.
Is there a way to get rid of it?
No. there is not. As a matter of fact, a couple of years ago, one of the hurricanes that came up from the south brought a new generation of it into Maryland, and now that's here. So it's very interesting. We'll talk a little bit about that later on. We are on the good side. We are giving away fish and tackle package the end of this month, the last Saturday of the month, and that will be, is that next Saturday already, the 24th? I believe it is, isn't it?
It's not the last Saturday, is it?
I'm pretty sure, because September only has 30 days.
So. I think you're probably right, because I'll be gone the next week. Hold on, let me look.
Oh, that's right, you're going out of town. I got to do the show.
I'm here on both Saturdays.
Yeah, you'll be here. Yeah,
well, it depends. We're coming back Friday.
Yeah.
But if we find a place that we get tired and we want to stop, we're going to spend the night there.
Makes sense.
It just kind of meander our way home if we've run into a festival or something.
Sure. Why not? Why not?
I think it'd be neat if we ran into a really neat festival, because where we're going during the week, the whole thing we're doing is during the week. So
yeah.
There won't be any yard sales or festivals. So if we're coming back from Vermont, maybe we'll find something on the way home and just stay for Saturday and come home Saturday night.
Whatever you want to do.
I know.
You know.
Let's see. Yeah, that's the last Saturday of the month, because the first is the next Saturday.
Right. Correct. So, crazy. Okay. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We are looking forward to hearing from you. We have seen some pretty impressive deer being taken during the bow season, despite the fact that a lot of them have been hit hard over here on the shore by this EHD. You can visit any of the deer pages in Maryland will show you some, but I like to point you to Bucks, Bears, Stags, which is our page, the official record keepers for Maryland Big Game. We have posted some absolute beasts from around the state, and we hope that you'll go to Bucks, Bears, Stags Facebook page. You'll hit our social media for the Outdoors and Radio Show. You'll take a look at my page, because I share everything that we post. So there you go. What am I doing here? All right. I'm trying to stay up to date here with what's going on. And we'll do that. Let me see if I'm getting any texts from anybody. No, I am not. So, no callers on the line yet, right, Aaron? All right. Well, we will look forward to seeing your phone calls or hearing your phone calls, folks, if you call that number, 410-WCBM-680. Dan, I didn't forget about your question about bear hunting. I'm still working on that, just to let you know. Send that little message out through the radio airwaves, and hopefully Dan will get that message. All right. Well, let me tell you. Summer's here. I mean, it looks like it's going to be here for at least another week. You heard the weather forecast, temperatures in the 90s. It looks like a slow cool down, ladies and gentlemen. So what that means is you still have plenty of time to get together with your family and your friends in the backyard, get around the picnic table, crack some crabs, do a barbecue, and guess who can be right there front and center with all that? Yep, our buddies at Backyard Billy's. Summer is winding down, but you can still stop by at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island and check out everything that they've got for making your backyard fun. Giant selection of poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs. You know, it's better to sit outside in the fall anyway. We're going to have some few months of really nice weather here through September, October, and sometimes even into November. And I like to grill outside when it's in the fall. You can stop by the showroom there, Route 50, exit 44. You'll see gym sets and maybe something Christmas present for the grandkids, gym set in the backyard. Tiki bars, a Christmas present for you. Storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. We need a third storage shed back here, Robin. We determined that yesterday. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. So inside Backyard Billy's giant showroom, excuse me, check out the barbecue grills by Traeger. Pellet grill, Wi-Fi enabled called Wi-Fired. You can set it and forget it. You can control it from your phone. Then there's the Big Green Egg and the Kamado Joe Grill Smokers. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and everything you need to dress up your deck. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, any theme, any budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillies.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. Now, I'll tell you what's going to look just great. That's that new CVA firearm from Clyde Sport Shop. Clyde's is now your stocking dealer for CVA with the new Optima V2, the Acura LRX, the Paramount long-range muzzleloader, the Scout, which is not a muzzleloader, but it is a straight-wall cartridge, 4570. You'll see all that from CVA at Clyde Sport Shop, and they can take care of you with anything you need for muzzleloading, accessories, powder, pellets, any kind of bullets and that type of thing. You've got it. Don't forget, early muzzleloader season is October 20, 21, and 22. And they've got the equipment. Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. Website is clydesfishinggear.com. Don't forget about that, too. Anything you need for fall fishing, a little lake crabbing, Clyde's has got it. 242-6108 for firearms, licenses, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. It's Clyde's Sports Shop. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m., and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Line it.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I went a fishing one day and I put my hook out in the water and something got a hold to it and it tried to get loose. When I pulled it up, it was a big fish on the hook. He was a twisting and a turning, trying to get loose. But the hook had him down, and he couldn't get loose. And I said, I wish the Lord would hook me one day like this hook fish. He hooked his feeling in me, and one Friday evening, he came into my soul, and he hooked me with his spirit. And ever since that day,
song come into my mind. I said it like a Jeremiah say, there's a fire.
Yeah, sing it. Sing it, Hank. All right. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Hey, Robin.
Yeah.
Joe has a riddle for you.
Okie dokie.
What weighs more, a gallon of water or a gallon of butane?
Well, a gallon of water, but...
Well, that's true. And you know why, right? Butane is a lighter,
yes.
Lighter fluid.
Lighter fluid. Oh, God. I swear.
I love your jokes, Joe. I'm not so sure, Robin.
I love his jokes. They're better than yours.
They're better than mine. Where do you think I get them all? Hey, John B., everybody's good. So let's talk to Dale in Easton. Good morning, Dale.
My man.
Good morning. First and foremost, I trust the figs met your satisfaction.
Oh, they were so... I thought they were amazing.
They
I really
good.
Did.
Yes,
I just
indeed.
Brought back a lot of memories.
We're going to experiment this evening with a fig pizza.
Fig and prosciutto pizza. We got to pick up prosciutto on the
pizza.
Way home.
Creative.
Yeah.
You're certainly welcome. If they meet your satisfaction, you're certainly welcome to... come back. I don't think there's going to be a shortage anytime soon.
Didn't look like it. No, didn't look
I
like it.
I didn't hear the story yet. I think it's went a little crazy since that. Since
it did. It went nuts, but it's okay. No, we enjoyed them. You know, we ate a few of them, but like I said, we're saving a few.
I want to dehydrate some.
Yeah.
That's what I'd be interested in.
Yeah.
Well, I will let you know because I got to figure out how to do it. Our air fryer supposedly is a dehydrator also. So,
well, we have a dehydrator.
Where is it?
In the closet.
Oh, okay. Then never mind. We don't have to try to figure it out. Now
yep.
I got to figure out how to turn the dehydrator on.
Yep. We've never used the dehydrator. We bought it to do jerky and that kind of stuff. I've never used it. So
we have several of those appliances sitting in our pantry that I think they've been used once. Maybe.
Yep. Yep.
Well, that's better than our dehydrator because it didn't get that far.
No, it didn't get quite that far, but now we have a purpose. So
good.
Yes, sir.
Al, I'm quite interested in your crop damage calculations. I was wondering if you have gotten any feedback from anybody about those.
I sent that to the department and got back, never seen it put that way, never, you know. So that was kind of interesting. If anybody is reading the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and you can read it online, you can read it in the printed copies. On our page 24, I don't know what it is online, there's an article on deer damage. It kind of came in here surreptitiously. There's no byline or anything like that, but it's calculations that were done based on a couple of interesting websites and so forth. Agricultural stats focused on Maryland, and then there's the website there from the University of Minnesota about how much a deer eats. And the first question is, how much food does a deer consume per day? 6 to 8% of their body weight. So this person took the highest numbers possible and said on a 150-pound deer, the top end is 12 pounds. And then said 40 deer in a herd with an average weight of 150 pounds equals 6,000 pounds of total weight of the herd. 8% of 6,000 pounds, the total weight of the herd, is 480 pounds of food per day for the entire herd of 40 deer. That sounds like a lot. So then they broke it down and said corn calculated at $5.97 a bushel. And even said how long are deer able to eat corn. From silking to harvest, deer are able to eat corn for about 60 days. That's a long term of deer being in the cornfield. I'm not sure that it's quite that much. The farmers will tell you that they eat it from January through December, even if it's not planted in the field. 480 pounds times 60 days is 28,800 pounds, or 514 bushels of corn out of a cornfield a 100-acre cornfield for a herd of 40 deer. Sounds like a lot. That's a loss in 100 acres of 2.9 acres of corn, or less than 3%. How much corn can one deer eat per day? At the most, 12 pounds, a little over one-fifth bushel. It would take 5 deer to eat 1 bushel of corn per day. And how much does a bushel of corn weigh? Shelled, 56 pounds, ear, 70 pounds. So what's the average corn yield per acre in Maryland? And this was a surprising stat. 175 bushels of corn per acre.
Oh, that seems high, Alan.
That's the average. We've heard of yields of over 200 bushels. That is the average yield according to ag stats focused on Maryland. Now, of course, some are less. You know, some are less.
Yeah.
On a 100-acre cornfield, that's 17,500 bushels, a total of 980,000 pounds of corn. 17,500 bushels times $5.97 a bushel is $104,000. $104,475. $104,475. How much deer damage can be done? If the herd of 40 deer consume 28,800 pounds of corn over 60 days, the net remaining is 951,200 pounds, or 16,986 bushels, a loss of 514 bushels out of 17,500 bushels of corn. 514 bushels divided by 175 per acre yield is 3 out of 100 acres of deer damage, and the financial loss is $3,086. Take on the corn is 104,475. Deer eat 3,000 or less than 3% of that. And
Alan,
same
calc-
go ahead.
Is this a subject that your 6 o'clock guest would comment on, or is it?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
It would be interesting to see. Well, I'm sure he's got to walk the fine line.
Oh, he does. Of course, he does. And we're going to be focused on EHD, you know,
yeah,
because of
yeah.
the. Because of the terrible outbreak,
yeah, just curious. I'd be very curious to see if you get any feedback from the farming community.
I haven't so far, but yeah. You know, they're pretty tight-lipped on this kind of stuff. They're more of the let's talk about this in the local meeting, and we'll make a decision, and then we'll attack DNR on that, and try and see how much more we can wipe out the deer herd. So,
yeah, interesting.
Yeah, you know, farmers can shoot deer with any weapon of their choice 365 days a year, including Sundays.
Yeah.
Okay, statewide. And in some cases, there are permits issued where they could shoot them at night. So I think there's 30-some permits where they can shoot them at night, and that used to be beginning of February to the end of March. That's been expanded. So, you know, they're taking these deer out, allegedly antlerless deer. But, you know, you shoot an antlerless deer in February, how do you know if it's a buck or doe?
Sure.
And you know the does are all pregnant. So, you know, it's definitely a management tool that I've never been nuts about.
Yeah.
I understand the damage, but don't shoot them at night.
Yeah.
So, too dangerous.
Interesting, because WBOC had an article had a story on EHD last night on the news.
WBOC had a story on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I read the transcript of that. They didn't get into a lot of details about how it affects the deer. They really didn't. So
they had a local guide. He was from Wicomico, Worcester County. I'm not sure where, but he was saying how it's really affected him, and he's even canceled parties.
Yeah. Yep. We know that guy. So.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say. So.
Yeah. We'll be interested in hearing what Mr. Eiler has to say.
I'll be glad to listen to Mr. Eiler and ask him some questions. And, you know, we've discussed this, you know, before with Brian on our first day of deer season, you know, broadcast. So.
Yeah. So.
All right.
Anyway, well, good. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed the figs, and like I say,
indeed.
There's
awesome.
More needed. There's
more available.
I think he'll be back.
Supply exceeds demand right now, huh?
There you go. And I don't
not think, my demand.
I don't think the Wasps and the Hornets will get them all.
No, but it is a little touchy reaching in there and seeing three hornets fly out of the bottom of a fig.
Yeah, you have to.
Especially bald-faced hornets, because they're nasty.
Yeah, well, as long as you don't. Yeah, I mean, if you would grab them, I think that would be not the best. But
no, don't tend to.
No.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
I really appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome. Y'all take care.
See ya. Have a good one.
We had a caller say that you two have the best conversations.
Who, Dale and I?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's good.
Dale's a smart guy.
Good guy, yep. Career biologist with DNR.
I was going to say something. Oh, could you send me that transcript from WBOC?
Yeah.
Please?
Yeah, I can do that. So, all right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Nice hearing from Dale. I'd like to hear from the rest of our listeners for sure. Let's see. There we go. That's from you. Okay. Well, it's a little quiet. You know why it's quiet? It's a beautiful day.
What's the temperature supposed to be today?
This is one of the better days. Cold front came in. And right now it's 57 degrees. For anybody getting out of there, it's going to be 72 at 10, high of 79, 81 this afternoon.
It's still a little hot.
It's still a little warm, but, you know, the deer hunters haven't had a break like this in the morning for a long time, so I'm guessing there's a lot of them out there.
I've put Mystic Connecticut and Brattleboro on my phone so that I get the temperatures.
You get the weather there.
If you can tell, guys, I'm a little excited.
You're a little excited. Yes, indeed.
We're going on a girls' trip.
Yep. Hey, Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge today is having the voluntary use of non-lead ammo led by an organization called the Non-Lead Partnership. Including a free lunch and a live range demo is featured on the Meat Eater podcast, episode 354. There's an RSVP form that you should fill out because they're going to be limiting this workshop to 50. The workshop will begin at Blackwater Visitor Center at 10:30 for the first 2 hours and then move to LeCompte for the range demo until 3:30. If you're interested in seeing a demonstration of lead ammunition being used, because it's going to be required on the National Wildlife Refuges, including Eastern Neck and including Blackwater, you might want to take in that seminar. It's led by the Non-Lead Partnership, and that came to us through Marcia Pradines, who's in charge of the National Wildlife Refuges today. If you would like me to send you this email, I will forward it to you, but all you have to do is email me ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and we'll forward that to you so you can fill out the RSVP form and see the flyer, see what it's all about. We got an email last night from the Sportsman's Alliance talking about the final ruling on the lead ban. And the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service followed through on its August proposed rule to ban lead ammunition and fishing tackle on the individual refuge units in the coming years, leaving open the possibility of extending the ban to more refuges in the future. While the Sportsman's Alliance applauded the expansion of hunting and fishing on a handful of refuges, serious concerns remain that Fish and Wildlife Service is moving forward with a lead ban without fully considering the consequences to the hunting and fishing community. Despite Fish and Wildlife Service claims to the contrary, non-lead alternatives are more expensive, are not widely available, and can be less effective than traditional lead ammunition. Fish and Wildlife Service dismisses such concerns out of hand, noting the final rule, we have not seen declines in hunting using attributable to non-lead ammunition requirements. This statement is without citation or attribution to any data source, so it cannot be verified. I would be more than glad to forward that email to anybody who's interested as well. So the final lead ban rule comes on the heels of ongoing settlement negotiations between Fish and Wildlife Service and the Center for Biological Diversity, a lawsuit that includes a dispute over the use of lead ammunition on refuges. So you have a special interest group suing U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to force them to ban lead ammunition on the National Wildlife Refuges, and of course I'm sure there's some big payout on there. So the Sportsman's Alliance was among the first to alert sportsmen that the two parties had announced agreement on key terms earlier this summer, but neither party in the lawsuit have divulged those terms. So, you know, I'm sure somewhere along the line there's a big payout to this center. What's it called? Center for Biological Diversity. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Glad to hear from you if you'd like to comment on any of these or anything else we've talked about this morning. So I think we'll take our second break right now. Talk about our friends at Chesapeake Outdoors right there in Kent Island. There's a lot of ongoing discounts available and sales for you anglers. The HUK, the hook clothing, HUK, worn by a ton of anglers, is all 40% off. I noticed on the shelf there's several home defense shotguns by Chiappa and Escort, pump action shotguns, 10% off or more. And these guns start at $279. There are a variety of models, so check them out. Raven 500 crossbows, that's the new lick. There's plenty of them, and the Raven 500 crossbows are on sale. And don't forget, they have a full complement of fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, live bait for fall fishing, everything for hunting, bow hunting, muzzleloader hunting. They've got it all right there. You can order your straight wall cartridge rifle. They've got that ammunition too. There's also a sale on these Cube targets. The name brand escapes me right now, but it's for bow hunters and crossbow hunters that like to practice in their backyard. These targets are made out of high-density foam. They're in a square, a cube. They're 20% off on a select line of those as well. So get a nice discount for your practice target for sure. All this at Chesapeake Outdoors. Chesapeake Outdoors is located. Here we go. I want to give you the street address if you want to go there by GPS. Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road. And for GPS, it's 1707 Main Street in Chester, Maryland. And don't forget, they're Matthews dealer. They have 10-point crossbows, the Raven, as we mentioned, custom arrows, bow tuning and accessories, the Rambo electric bikes. And this is something cool, the Muzzy has now come out with two bow fishing packages, one called the LVX and the other one called the Vice. You want to watch those while you're in there. You need to explore the store. A lot of stuff, everything for waterfowl, too. 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. For Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, exit 39B. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, Spurrier's Tire Service is located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done, that's for sure. Featuring American-made Bridgestone, Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama, Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any maker model. We know there's a lot of people that like to change their tires in the fall, you know, just kind of figure that winter's coming, I may as well get the tires updated so I have full tread on through the winter just in case we get a snowstorm or something like that. Well, I'm about to do the same thing. I'm going to have Spurries replace the tires on my truck. I've got 90,000 miles on them, and I travel a lot, so it's time for me to do the same thing, and that's where I'm going. That's for sure. While I'm there, I'm going to have them look underneath my truck and see why I'm getting a whine every time I accelerate.
He has had this whine
since I've had this whine forever, and there's something under there that's going on. And I figure with 190,000 miles, it's probably time to get that done. I talked to him about it. They said, hey, look, we got a guy that'll go under there. He'll be able to figure it out in a few minutes and let you know what the solution is. So I'm very happy with that. So don't forget, Spurries Tire has, you know, tires for any machine in your backyard, from garden tractors to farm tractors and lawnmowers and wheelbarrows, if you're doing that late yard work and that, you know, maybe even you're doing a food plot for your critters, and they can take care of that. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, I mean, they can diagnose any problem when that light comes on, that check engine light comes on. 24-hour truck service you have and more has kept Spurries customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. This is where you say and me, Robin.
And me.
There you go. Stop by with
and my family.
Huh?
And my whole family.
Exactly. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurries Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Visit their website, SpurriesTire.com. That number, 410-822-7384 for Spurries Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones. And mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, sitting in the shade.
All right. Let's go back to Blackwater and talk about what happened there yesterday. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Wildlife Services, and Maryland Department of Natural Resources have worked more than 20 years to make a difficult task never accomplished before on this scale a success. Chesapeake Bay. Hold on. The Chesapeake Bay Nutria Eradication Program announced an event at Blackwater National Refuge today that Maryland is now free of exotic invasive nutria. Wonder how much money was dumped.
$30 million.
Huh?
$30 million.
$30 million. Did you read it? $30 million tax dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get one. I didn't get one meal out of that.
You gonna sit there and eat a rat?
I've done worse.
Yes, true too.
I've done worse. Yeah, I mean,
he made his first stir fry the other day.
I did.
We'll have to talk about that after you're done your story.
I think Nutria would make a great stir fry. Put enough Asian seasoning in there, and you make anything taste good.
If it tastes like a muskrat, you can keep it.
Well, you know, I've eaten muskrat. I've eaten beaver. I think I've eaten raccoon at one time. Maybe at an event, you know, where they were serving that. I've eaten camel.
Which I've eaten camel. We had camel meatloaf. That was
no, that wasn't rough. That wasn't the best.
Won't eat a rabbit.
Oh, I love rabbit. Rabbit is the
best. I won't eat rabbit, and I won't eat squirrel.
Squirrels are even better.
Nope.
Yep. Why won't you eat rabbits or squirrels?
I won't. It doesn't matter why I won't. I won't.
Okay.
Well, there's certain things that I've just grown up with.
You don't like to see. You don't like to see the face of the animal that you're eating.
I know animals have faces. I don't stop me from eating a pig or a cow or trying a deer. I'm not dumb, okay? But I grew up with. I got squirrels that I love in my backyard.
Yeah.
I've rescued many baby bunnies from my lawnmower when I've tried to take them out by petting them.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to eat them.
I see. Have you ever been bitten by anything in your life? I mean, anything wild.
Crab.
That's pinched. Yeah, I get that. What else? I've been pinched by crabs.
Bitten by anything wild?
Yeah.
No.
I've been bitten by bloodworms.
Well, I've been bitten by bloodworms.
Okay.
Who hasn't been bitten by bloodworms?
I don't know. Maybe a lot of our listeners know how to handle them. Been bitten by a squirrel?
Nope.
Been bitten by a northern water snake?
Nope.
Been bitten by a bluefish?
Yes.
Been bitten by a rainbow trout?
No.
In a hatchery, trying to fish a piece of bread out of the hatchery when I was a kid.
Why were you taking his bread?
Well, because there was nobody taking it at the moment, and somebody threw it in there, and it was just floating there, and I thought, well, I'll just break that up and throw it into the rest of these fish.
That was just dumb. It's like trying to take a dog's food from its bowl.
I tried to grab it, and a big old rainbow trout about 2 feet long came up and bit my finger.
Well, you deserved it.
I've been bitten by some type of little turtle. I don't know. I was carrying it home from a creek one time on a school outing or church outing.
I can't remember how to hold a turtle so it doesn't bite me.
Well, this one bit me right above the nipple. It reached out and bit me, and it wouldn't let go, and it hurt like the devil.
Well, that was never mind. Okay.
I haven't been bitten by anything large and predatory, just, you know, small and nasty. 410 WCBM 680. Anyway, the Nutria program, they were introduced to the Delmarva Peninsula in Maryland from South America in the 40s for the fur market. Since then, they've decimated thousands of acres of marshes with their destructive feeding habits, accelerated by the impacts of sea level rise. Of course, got to throw that in there. Climate change, everybody. Nowhere has this been more evident than Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge, which lost more than 5,000 acres of wetlands through a combination of nutria impacts, sea level rise, and land subsidence. The impacted marshes provide critical habitat for migrating and wintering waterfowl, breeding areas for at-risk wildlife, such as the salt marsh sparrow, spawning grounds for commercial fisheries, including striped bass and blue crab, and homes for threatened and endangered species such as the black rail. These wetlands also provide resiliency to coastal communities, protecting communities from increasingly intense storms. So in 2004, the total annual economic, environmental, and social services losses due to nutria damage were estimated at $5.8 million, with projections to drastically increase if nutria were not addressed. So now they have been taken care of, just so you know. You can read the whole thing by, you know, seeing it on the news feed somewhere, wherever you'd like to Google. So, all right, 410 WC.
If they email you, you can always send them a link.
I can always send a link, that's for sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know, Bill. Thank you. I saw this on social media.
What?
Steve, our buddy Steve, killed a nice buck yesterday. Look at that one.
That's pretty.
Yep, nice. Nice, nice, nice. So, yes, sir. Congratulations to Steve. So, are you in the contest, Bill? You ought to call in and get in the fishing tackle contest. 410 WCBM 680, giving away a tackle pack from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box, Tim Shirley.
You and names have a hard time today.
I'm just having a day. What can I say? I'm trying to talk fast. I'm trying to get everything done, get prepped up for Brian to come in. Brian Eiler will be here at
Brian will be taking my place at 6 o'clock.
In the 6 o'clock hour. So, hey, let's do our final break. Aaron, why don't you go ahead and get that started, and I'll come in when I'm supposed to. How's that?
Madonna Seafood. Having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Folks in yesterday, and they were checking out our back room here, and we asked them about, you know, we showed them the fireplace, and they thought it was just absolutely beautiful, which it is. And we said, you know, this was just an old brick fireplace, and it didn't do anything, never used, and all that stuff. And they said, wow, it's amazing what you've done. And we told them, yeah, we had this all installed, including the stonework, through Backyard Billy's, through Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and they did the installation of our gas fireplace insert. And if you have a similar situation, a fireplace you never use, what?
I think they thought they were done looking at the house until we opened that back door.
Oh, I know. I know. I think you shocked them. Yeah.
Oh.
So anyway, we had this old fireplace, and we replaced the we replaced it with a beautiful gas fireplace insert. We picked an Enviro EX35. That's the brand and the model number at Hearth America and Backyard Billy's. They did the whole installation, and since then they've been great. When it comes to service, if we need anything, we call them, and they're on the spot. They're friendly, they're knowledgeable, and we both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the heat, the room filling heat. You know, all by remote control. Sit here and control the fire, which is pretty cool. We don't have to haul any logs. We don't have to blow on any newspapers to get the fire to start. We don't have to have the flue open or anything else. It's all sitting right there. Beautiful. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency brands. Act now before the fall rush, because it's getting ready to take off. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the future cold weather. It'll be here sooner than you think. BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Why not stop by? If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. Route 50, exit 44B, Graysonville. You'll be glad you did. Our friends at Chesapeake Outdoors, I've told you a little bit about them earlier. They do have a full complement of firearms, shotguns, and rifles, and your straight wall cartridge can be ordered, or it might even be in stock. The 350 Legend, the 450 Bushmaster, the 4570, just in time for the upcoming shotgun season. They do carry muzzle loaders as well, and they do specialize in bow hunting a lot. They've carried the Matthews, the new V3X, in 29 and 33-inch axle to axle, custom arrows, bow tuning accessories, the 10-point Nitro 505. They carry the R500 snipers by Raven, and guess what? The Raven 500s are on sale. They carry the Muzzy bow fishing packages, the LVX and the Vice, the Rambo electric bikes, Costa sunglasses, and everything for waterfowl, including calls, decoys, and camo. But there's a sale. All Hook clothing, HUK, 40% off. Home defense shotguns by Chiappa and Escort, 10% off or more, starting at just $279. There's a sale on those Raven 500 crossbows, as I mentioned. Plenty of fish and tackle, crabbing supplies, and live bait left for fall fishing. And those cube targets for bow hunters, bow and crossbow shooters, 20% off as well. Just ask about their sales, and they'll be more than glad to tell you. Chesapeake Outdoors is located Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, on Kent Island. 1707 Main Street in Chester, Maryland, for the people who want to get there by GPS. That phone number, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, in our limited time, let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Morning, Glenn. How are you?
Hey, Alan. Rob, how you all doing?
Doing good, buddy. How about
good.
You?
Okay, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, you guess is better than bad, right?
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Are you hearing anything about anybody finding any dead deer up your way?
No, I haven't been shot, of course.
Huh?
I haven't heard of anyone.
Yeah.
I
got it.
I haven't talked to anybody. It's been...
Got it. Got it. Well, maybe you'll start hearing about it. We'll see. It doesn't seem to be as extensive up that way as it is down here. Queen Anne's County's hit hard. I've got a buddy that has three properties, one in Graysonville and one in Queenstown and one in, I can't remember where the other one is, near the outlets, and it's affected all his properties. Of course, I hunt right up that way, so I'm a little worried about going in there and seeing what I find, you know.
Right.
So, never know.
He will not be happy.
I won't be happy if any of my hit listers are you know, gone. But we have a buddy up there in that same area that has had his hit list deer that, you know, when they say hit list, here's what it means. It means these are mature deer that are ready to be harvested. They've surpassed their breeding potential, and they're ready to be harvested, and they're mature. That's their antler growth is at the biggest, and they're ready to be taken. So, anyway, anything going on this weekend for you?
Well, I guess I'm supposed to go to a tractor pool tomorrow.
Oh, good. All right.
I keep forgetting the name. Crownsville.
Yeah.
Well, you have fun. I got to go off and say goodbye on this thing. Glenn, you have a super day. Thanks for getting in before the guests came on, okay?
One today, but they canceled it, and then everybody's, guys is going over there tomorrow.
Yeah. All right, Glenn. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Right.
You enjoy.
Take care and God bless.
You too.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, have a great day. Enjoy this weather with your family.